Boomer yesterday said that you think that this is going to happen. It will be training camp, maybe more like August. If the trade goes down, we went through the cap scenario, and it does save the Raiders money. There will be some dead money, but it saves them money, and it's not that crazy when it comes to the trading and making the pieces work. When it comes to the cap, it would really be about compensation, what's going back to the Raiders. So when you said it yesterday, someone from the Sporting News called it a grain of salt spot. This is Boomer Esiason. Take it with a grain of salt.
Whoever writes the headline.
Whoever writes the headline, yes.
Yes.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So now you get this morning, Dan Orlovsky on ESPN. You like Dan, right?
I do like Dan. Yeah, very much.
Dan's ripping.
And I think he's really good. I think he's really made himself into a very good analyst and a kind of a lightning rod over there at ESPN, which is great.
Yeah, and I think he ripped you off here. He goes, I think this is a done deal. At some point, Devontae Adams plays for the Jets this season, is what he said this morning.
Good so friend. Is that a grain of salt spot, Sporting News, huh? They say it on ESPN, now it's real?
Yeah.
Give me a break. So, and then Mike Greenberg says, how do I make that my ringtone? And they're having some fun with that, but hey, smoke fire situation, Breece Hall, Aaron Rodgers.
Garrett Wilson,
there's got to be something to it because, now, it doesn't mean that it's a done deal, like Dan Orlovsky said, but there's no doubt that there are discussions going on about this. I just wonder, I mean, what would that compensation?
I don't know, maybe a couple draft picks. Yeah,
a couple draft picks could be 2 6-rounders or a couple of draft picks could be.
It would be higher than that. And it shouldn't be a 1st-rounder. Maybe there is a conditional pick depending on what he does for the Jets. You could do that much like they did with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers obviously didn't make it through the season, so the Jets did not have to give up a 1st-round pick.
That's right.
So you could also do, you know, compensation like that as well. And, you know, it's a real serious thing, and I believe it will happen. It's just a matter of when it will happen. And you got to remember, the Jets, again, I can't say this enough, is that they have to win this year. And oddly enough, yesterday, Wally Szczerbiak, huge football fan, loves playing fantasy football, he asked me this question. He goes, you want to make a bet on the Jets this coming year? And I said, sure. He goes, do they make the playoffs or don't they make the playoffs is the bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, they're going to make the playoffs this year, and I believe they're going to win the AFC East. He goes, done, bet, because he doesn't believe they're going to win.
Okay. Is he a Jets fan?
He likes the Mets. He obviously loves the Knicks, and I don't know if he's a Giant or Jets fan, but he's a huge football fan.
Okay.
And like I said, he plays a lot of fantasy football, so he's really into it. And I said, I think they will make it this year. I really honestly do. I think they got a good team. I think their defense is a top five. I think Aaron's going to come back, and hopefully he doesn't get hurt. But there's too many good players around him for him not to be successful. And I think they are, on paper anyway. They don't have Josh Allen, and they don't have Tyreek Hill, because those two are incredible difference makers on the field. But their defense at every level has got some of the best players in the league, and I don't see how they don't make the playoffs.